This is Northwest News from KPLU. People in the South Park neighborhood of Seattle say the leaders at City Hall have a history of neglecting them. They're hoping this will change as Seattle shifts from citywide council seats to 7 district seats. The goal is to give voters more of a voice. South Park is District 1, which includes all of West Seattle. The primary election is August 4th. Community activists in South Park say their new council person needs to do something about crime. KPLU's Jennifer Wing takes us to the main intersection of South Park. Residents say this is where drug deals and prostitution are rampant.
When you drive over the South Park Bridge, you leave Georgetown and Boeing Field behind. You cross a Superfund site, the Duwamish River. Sailboats fill a marina off to the left. Your first traffic light is at 14th Avenue South and South Cloverdale. This is South Park's sleepy business district with two-story old brick and stucco buildings. It's quiet on a Wednesday morning, but Raina Anderson, who's lived here for more than a decade, knows what happens at this intersection all too well.
You'll see women getting hit by their pimps. You'll see overt drug deals, which just boggles my mind.
And if it's happening out in the open here on the main drag,
it makes you really nervous about what's happening behind the scenes in the alleys and the neighborhoods directly.
Anderson helps run a local arts organization and recently moderated a city council candidate forum. She and her partner are raising their daughter here. 14th and Cloverdale is home to a Mexican restaurant, a few medical marijuana dispensaries, and a shop that sells disposable cell phones. This is also the location of a 30-year-old South Park institution, Napoli Pizza.
How you guys doing?
Maria Porco, behind the counter, greets customers by name and knows whether they like olives or to go easy on the pepperoni. The warmth and humor here is an example of what South Park fans say is so great about their tight-knit community of a little over 4,000 people. But Porco admits crime is a real problem.
Not too long ago, my baker was here, luckily, and some kids out and about, and they smashed the front door. Luckily, she like scared them off, but it happens.
South Park is one of the few pockets left in Seattle where you can buy a single-family home for under $300,000. Affordable housing is what brought Raina Anderson here, but she thinks it's also what contributes to the higher crime rate.
People buy houses here because it's cheap and they don't always maintain them, so the crime creeps in.
Since January, aggravated assaults are up 13%, residential burglaries are 8% higher, and car thefts have seen a 7% uptick. Jeff Hayes is a retired captain from the Seattle Fire Department and another longtime South Park resident. He says criminals know they are not being watched by police.
We've been here for an hour, and we have seen no Seattle police cars, no Seattle police motorcycles, no Seattle police bike patrol, not even any parking enforcement.
When KPLU contacted the captain of the Southwest Police Precinct, Pierre Davis, he wouldn't agree to a recorded interview, but he did agree to talk. He says he's using the resources he has to the best of his ability and that while he'd love to, he can't just pull more cops out of a hat. Scaling back city council representation from at-large seats to districts is inspiring more people in South Park to become politically active. Raina Anderson says districts are more accessible and make her and others think hard about
who's out there that's going to run for me and my neighborhood.
The future District 1 council person won't just be asked to bring more police to the neighborhood. Anderson says South Park deserves to have at least one grocery store. She says a bank would be great, too. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.